kick off hour number three of the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231, and bring up virtually anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We start things out with a quick recap, and then we're going to the phones. Last hour, we started talking about a new law that apparently Congress has passed. Has it passed both the Senate and the House at this point? It's the way it made it sound.
That was the impression that I got.
So this law, I guess it's waiting Bush's signature.
It passed the House of Representatives.
Okay, well, it's probably going to pass the Senate, too. It seems like everything does. So this law is going to make it so that if a lawyer is representing a case in regards to the government taking an action that violates the separation of church and state, then that lawyer will not be able to receive compensation.
From the loser.
Would be the government?
Which means that rich people can bring suits, but poor people will not be able to.
So if you can pay the lawyer on your own, then
right,
you can bring the suit. I see. And I'm a little disturbed by this. And I wanted to know what you thought at 800-259-9231 about.
And this is a complete departure of every other violation of every other civil right in America. You can, the lawyers can receive damages, receive money from, the losing party.
Right.
And not in this case. Not when it comes to separation of church and state.
Why just this one case?
Well, clearly it's the intent is to be able to tear down as much as possible the separation of church and state.
So they want to make it so they can pass more laws that muddle together church and state and feel safer about it, essentially.
Yeah, and you know, the fact is, if you get church and state involved together, it's not going to be your religion that they're passing. You know, whatever it is.
Not your exact religion.
Right.
It could be Christian-ish, but it won't be your division of Christianity. And we've had Christians duking it out over, what they believe. Some believe the Bible is literal. Some believe it's figurative. I mean, you could go on and on about the differences.
Everybody believes something
sects.
Different when it comes to the Bible.
Let's go to the phones to the fun to Terry in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Terry. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hi. How's it going, guys?
Good,
hey,
sir. What's on your mind?
Well, the reason I'm calling, I was listening to the issue and I'm wondering if this isn't a beginning of like a tort reform that I personally feel that they need to do. Are you guys aware that if someone files a suit in a federal court and they give a token verdict, which is like, you know, they come out and they say, okay, we're going to say that you're a little bit right and we're going to give you a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they give them. That's, you know, it's the jury saying, okay, we're, you know, 51% we're going to go your way. We're going to give you a dollar.
Okay.
They're not allowed to know that the jury's not allowed to be instructed that the attorneys can charge whatever fees they want. If they get a dollar awarded, if they win at all, they can charge millions of dollars worth of fees.
Well, sometimes these cases, you know, they flesh out what our rights are and who's right and who's wrong. And I don't know. I don't feel like it's terrible.
Well, wait. Let me make sure I understand what you're saying, Terry. You're saying that in a case where there's this token verdict, the lawyer could then charge his client millions of dollars in fees if the verdict is under a certain amount of money.
No, he gets that from the losing party.
That's correct.
Whether it be the government or a company or what have you.
That's correct.
And they're
that doesn't
not allowed
seem
to,
right.
Tony,
they're
I,
not allowed to give jury instructions on that. They're not allowed to tell the jury that. So I think if the juries were allowed to be instructed that, hey, if they win, the attorneys get their attorney fees from the losing party.
Well, you know, somebody's right and somebody's wrong, Terry. I think that the best tort reform that we could have in the United States against lawyers, because, there's all kinds of other things we could do, but the best tort reform we could have there is to get rid of class action suits. If somebody's been damaged, then they should bring a suit, but not get everybody on board and then everybody gets a nickel except for the lawyers who gets $5 million or whatever it is.
I hate it when I get those things in the mail from whatever, like my cell phone company saying, well, there's a class action suit we have to inform you about. You can sign on board and you might be awarded 25 cents or
and you know
$5.
The same people that sign up for Publishers Clearinghouse sign up for these things too.
Okay. Can I have one more comment?
By all means, sir.
Man.
Yeah. Just I'm probably not like your average user or a listener. I'm a police officer. I've been a police officer for 22 years, and actually, I enjoy your show. But my comment was is you guys are always talking about how the police are going out after people using drugs. Well, we go out after people using drugs because we get calls all the time about drug usage, and instead of getting all over the police, get all over the lawmakers, get the laws changed. We only enforce what
the lawmakers
laws
won't do anything,
up.
Man. The polls are out there,
and everybody's implicit. You know,
overwhelming percentages of Americans would like to see, at the very least, marijuana be made medicinally available, if not fully legally available. Yet the politicians refuse to jump in front of this parade and act like they've been leading it the entire time. They don't want to change the law. And there are also a lot of costs. For instance, you look at Nevada, you look at that situation where there's a ballot measure. They bypassed the legislators. They said, screw you, we're going straight to the people, and we've got a ballot measure on the ballot this November that's going to legalize personal possession of a fair amount of marijuana. And who's coming out against it? It's not just the politicians, but the chiefs of police, the police associations, all those people come out against legalization of marijuana. Now, why is that, Terry?
I'm not in Nevada, so I couldn't tell
it
you.
It happens everywhere.
It happened
in Nevada.
It happened in Denver, too.
The cops don't want it to end, man. I mean, the cops, the corrupt ones, I know you're one of the good guys, man, but you know as well as I do, there's some bad eggs up there, and they tend to be at the higher levels. They don't want these sweet, sweet asset forfeiture laws to go away because you can't take $100,000 from a murderer or a rapist. You can only take $100,000 and a nice BMW from a drug dealer.
Well, I have mixed feelings on it. I do think that if something needs to be done, maybe marijuana would be okay to legalize and you know, do just like they do cigarettes, tax the heck out of it. But
Terry, you had 40 years for the drug war. I think we should try something new.
I agree,
like,
but I will
tell you it's an abject failure.
I used to work plain clothes and narcotics. I'm back in uniform now.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to do that, and we went out in response to people calling in all the time. This is not about...
What were they calling
about? We didn't
go
out.
Exactly.
People would call in, hey, we've got people standing on the street out here dealing dope.
Well,
you know,
so what?
Our biggest problem is crack cocaine.
Of course they're going to be calling in about that. I mean, if drugs were legal, then...
The problem with it is that people go out here and kill people over this stuff.
Yeah, they do.
It's because it's illegal. I mean, you've proposed something fairly reasonable, and that is marijuana legalization, but we really need to go all the way, Terry. We really need to legalize all drugs, because if we legalize all drugs, then nobody's going to be standing on the street corner selling them. I mean, how many people do you see selling aspirin or alcohol on the street corner? How many calls do you get for that?
Yeah.
None. You don't. And you know what? By the way, Terry, have you explored law enforcement against prohibition?
No, I haven't.
As a former narcotics officer, I think you owe it to yourself to take a moment, if you've got an internet connection, I presume you do.
Sure do.
Take a moment and visit leap.cc, L-E-A-P, like Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.cc. That's their website. It's a group of former and current police officers, state police, DEA agents, people who have, like you, fought on the police side of the war on drugs. Many of them were drug warriors. They believed the propaganda. And then they came to the realization that what they were doing was just hurting people, and that the only sane solution is to end the war on drugs. So I invite you to check them out. In fact, we had Jack Cole from Leap on the show a little while back. It was a great interview, which you can download on our guests page at freetalklive.com. And once you look at Leap, I'd love to hear back from you, Terry, and let us know what you think, okay?
Sure thing.
Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate you being out there. 800-259-9231. It's nice to get to talk to one of the good guys for once.
Yeah, they're out there.
And to be fair, even though they may get calls about somebody dealing drugs on the street corner, and as we pointed out, that would go away completely if drugs were legal, but also, there's still plenty of cops that pull people over based on the look of their car, based on the fact that they're driving with long hair or driving while black or whatever, and they harass them, and they shake them down for drugs, and nobody called them on that one. It's just an excuse to harass people you don't like, or to harass people that you know are going to be able to put through the system, and they're going to pay the fines, and they're going to move them through like cattle. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pills for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. We're here live, Ian here with you.
And Mark,
toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org
That's freestateproject.org.
As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to John in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I wanted to go back with separation of church and state.
Certainly, sir.
Might sound a little bit like Nick from California before, but pay no attention.
Okay.
I wanted to talk to you about Engel versus Vitale, 1962. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Nope. Nah.
The Supreme Court case, First Amendment Establishment Clause, basically the Board of Regents of New York required voluntary recitation of a 22-word non-sectarian prayer at the beginning of each school day,
okay.
Which could be, you know, the same as our Pledge of Allegiance today.
Okay.
A group of parents filed suit against the required prayer, claiming it violated First Amendment rights of their children. It goes as follows: Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence upon thee and beg thy blessings upon us, our teachers, and our country.
Yeah, that's out of control.
Yeah, and that was 1962, and the court found that the Board of Regents, their actions were unconstitutional, but while observing that there can be no doubt religious beliefs embodied in the prayer, which could be just like the Constitution. So I know you were talking earlier about not the Constitution, in the Pledge of Allegiance, taking out the whole Pledge of Allegiance. Because
mm-hmm.
I know in my school days, sitting down and being quiet and not doing the Pledge of Allegiance doesn't make teachers quite happy with you.
No, I don't imagine it does. But, you know, if you're going to stand, quote-unquote, stand up for your belief and not saying the pledge, then, you know, people are going to be unhappy with it, and tough cookies.
And the reason why they're unhappy is because they just don't understand what's going on. I mean, I realize we probably stirred up some emotions last hour when I said that I don't think people should say the Pledge of Allegiance, but there's a reason I think that way. I used to say it as a kid because I didn't know any better. But as an adult, I discovered that the Pledge of Allegiance was written by a National Socialist in the late 1800s. Now, in case you don't know, what was the National Socialist Party of Germany?
They were called the Nazis.
That's right.
So, the Pledge of Allegiance was written by a Nazi. And the salute for the Pledge of Allegiance wasn't always, you know, one hand over your heart. It was actually a hand raised up towards the flag.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Nazi salute.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like that. I mean, it's weird.
It's not weird. That's the way it was. And it's something that nobody knows. This isn't history revisionism. This is really true.
And another thing is about the pledge. Does any think for a second to yourself? Do you know the Canadian Pledge of Allegiance?
No.
They have national anthem.
Do you know the Mexican Pledge of Allegiance? Let's try something easy. How about the English, British Pledge of Allegiance?
Nope, not at all.
Australian?
Nope.
You know why?
No.
Because not required.
No.
Have one.
There isn't one.
Yeah.
Anywhere else, right?
Right. There's, I think Australia has a citizenship pledge, but nobody knows it because nobody says it. It's, it's probably about as well known as the Cub Scout pledge here in America.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Pledge of Allegiance is something entirely, it's just this country.
Nationalistic.
John, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate it. Not only is it nationalistic, it's also socialistic. If you really take a close look at, if you take a close look at the wording of the pledge, I mean, you can see it's socialist indoctrination, and nobody realizes.
Yes, we will follow the state to the very ends of the earth, and anything that our government decides is the way that it is.
They might as well have just come out and phrase it like that.
Clump, clump.
Let's talk to Tim
off to war
in Indianapolis. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on WICNT. Hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Love the show.
Thank you.
Just talking about, like you guys were talking about the college. I'm a teacher, and I totally agree with what you say.
Are you a college teacher?
No, high school.
High school.
But like you said, I have so many friends that have spent years in college and don't do anything, you know, that has to do with their degree, and have spent tens of thousands of dollars, you know, and it's basically a trap. I mean, it took me 6.5 years to graduate. And it wasn't because I flunked classes. I graduated with a 3.9, but it's because, you know, it's a trap. You need this prereq before this class, and
right.
You just get bad advising and all that. I really think it's a joke.
Of your friends, how old are you and your friends, and what age bracket?
21 to 26, 27.
Okay. So you guys are you're fresh out of school then at this point. I was going to say, if you were a little older, I was going to ask if you know how many of your friends are still in debt, because I have my mentor in the radio business. He went to college for radio, and he's in his late 30s, still in debt.
I have actually somebody I work with that they just celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary. And the reason they celebrated it because of that, not only that, but they just both finished their student loans.
Oh my
25
gosh.
Years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's 25 years you could have been paying down a mortgage and getting an asset instead of this questionable education.
Exactly. I mean, it really is. Like I said, I totally agree with everything you say, and I'm kind of in a tough position because I'm a teacher, but
sure.
I totally agree with the drugs and everything. I mean, you're old enough to make your decisions. You do what you want to do. You know, I mean, if you're going to bust somebody for some weed or whatever, you know, I mean, it's just, it seems to be getting way out of control. And in the area I live, in the area I live in, it's almost like the cops, that's all they have to, you know, that's all they worry about. It's like they have nothing else better to do.
I think on average, like half or 50% or so of a police budget goes towards vice crime, and that includes a lot of drug enforcement, prostitution.
Almost entirely drug enforcement. I mean, how many prostitution and gambling stings do you hear
about?
Not
many gambling. There are enough prostitution.
You hear about them, but I mean, you know, that's because they're fun and they add a lot. They got a lot of sizzle for the police department.
Tim, I think it's an interesting. I mean, we can talk about drugs. We talk about it all the time.
Right.
But I think it's an interesting twist on this academics subject that you happen to be a teacher. Now, are you working for a government school system?
Yes.
You're teaching high school at a government school, right?
Yes, because it is actually considered a correctional facility. I'm dealing with kids that are been incarcerated. It's like I said, a correctional facility.
I see. I don't know if my question is going to apply, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Okay.
It seems to me that when I was in high school, and I think it's still this way, there's this worship for college, the idea that if you want to be successful, you got to go to college.
Got to go to college.
All the old lies about college are propagated in a major way at government high school. So I was wondering, you know, do you talk to your kids about the truth about college? Is a subject that is it even broached? And if you did, how much trouble would you get into by the administration?
I do exactly. I do talk about it, and I do get in hot water because. Especially if the population I'm dealing with, these kids are troubled one way or another, either emotionally, learning, or drug problems, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I deal with it because they've heard it their whole life, and they know pretty much that it is a joke. That everybody says I got to go to college, and to tell them the truth, I tell them it's not all about college, you know.
It's really not really. As long as you can keep your nose clean and not go out and hurt people. And focus on being an entrepreneur and making money and saving money and investing it. You don't need college. Thank you for the call, Tim. We really appreciate hearing from you. Unless you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, and whatever, engineer, that's right. You would need college in those cases. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. Border Fence on the way.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we have archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, and if you're listening to the show on a local radio station this Saturday evening, then you may not get the show during the week, at least not yet. It might happen eventually. But
it'll happen eventually.
We do the show 6 nights a week. So if you've missed a moment, go to freetalklive.com and just download what you've missed. In fact, not only will you get the last week's worth of the show, but you get the entire last year. It's all accessible right from the front page of the site. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. There's no hoops to jump through. Like those other talk shows, they want you to pay money for their archives. We give them away. Front page of the site, freetalklive.com. Be a great way for our new listeners in Grand Rapids listening on WTKG. Great way for you guys to catch up with what's been going on the show.
You know, and if for whatever reason you can't get to a phone tonight to make a call or... I don't know, we get a whole barrage of them and can't take you and put you on or something like that. You can always try it on Monday.
Sure you can.
Like, 6 days a week.
Well, we've had a couple of callers tonight say they were responding to something we talked about on Thursday or Friday.
That's right, and we do that.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. All right, 800-259-9231. Well, what I want to bring up at this point is the fence. Yes, the border fence. Congress has ordered construction, according to UPI, of 700 miles of fence along the U.S.-Mexican border in a move that Mexico...
You know, that's the part I love about it the most, is Congress ordered 700 miles of fence on a 2,100-mile border. Now, you don't have to be a genius to realize that, perhaps our fence isn't going to be long enough. Okay, now these people are digging holes and doing whatever it takes to in order to get across the border. You don't think they'll walk around this fence of yours?
Yeah, I wonder what the response would be.
It's just a boondoggle. It's just another big dig.
But why not boondoggle it bigger? I mean, why not boondoggle 2,100 miles?
Because that's not how you do it. They have to put the budget in place.
Yeah.
And then they have to triple the budget on building the 700 miles of fence.
Right, so because the budget is currently $1.2 billion. And you and I know it's going
to
be...
fence!
You and I know that it's going to... By the time it's all said and done, if it ever finishes... I mean, the big dig in Massachusetts is still going on after 14
years. And who's
going to
build the fence? I mean, it's going to be immigrants that build the fence. I mean, they're going to have illegal aliens building the fence, and then they're going to try to trap them on the other side?
I don't know about
Come
that.
Come on!
But yes,
who's going to build it?
The cost
you
is going to go up.
You think lily white, pampered Americans are going to get out there in that hot Texas sun and
well,
put
if
up
that's
a fence?
The case, it's going to be a $7 billion fence instead of a $1.2 billion
you know,
fence.
You know, they might actually do it. Since it's a government contract, it'll probably not be nice, fat union wages that they're paying.
Well, the Senate voted 80-19.
Because they're not spending their own money.
26 Democrats joining 54 Republicans in support of the fence Friday night before recessing. So this was the last thing they passed here, was this border fence for the fall political campaigns. President Bush, shockingly, has said he would sign it. Did he veto, Bill? Did he actually do that veto a long time ago that he swore that he was going to do?
I thought he did do it. I think he's done his
one veto.
One veto.
I'm not even sure, though.
Yeah.
Critics,
the least vetoing president of
all time. Critics claim the 1.2...
He loves to spend money.
But, oh, he's so small government, Mark.
That's
I mean,
right. He's
you can
government.
Tell. Hey, you're a small government guy when you sign every flipping bill that comes in front of your face. He's never seen a bill he didn't like.
He's critics, just got his sign and pen ready.
Critics claim the $1.2 billion fence, remember that's the estimated cost now, it will go up. All government programs, all of them, all proposed government programs end up costing multiple times the original amount that they suggested. At least three times, if not seven times as much as the original cost.
Just the way it goes. You can just figure that as a little rule.
Yep. So let's be conservative and call it five times as much. $1.2 billion. That's what, $6 billion when all said and done?
Mm.
Presuming all gets said and done and there aren't more boondoggles and more problems that crop up.
It's a boondoggle.
Boondoggle. Anyway, the United Press UPI analysis says the fence's success would be determined by improved economic growth in Mexico and crackdowns on U.S. employment of illegal immigrants. I don't know what that means.
Well,
fence's success.
Because there'll be more people working for less in Mexico, so that'll be good for the Mexican economy, I suppose.
Well, and Vicente then, Fox doesn't think so. He called it shameful and compared it to the Berlin Wall, which divided Germany.
Apparently, yeah, Vicente Fox, the president of Mexico, doesn't think that it's going to be that great for the Mexican economy. And I don't imagine, as a matter of fact, I don't want my tax dollars going to improve the Mexican economy. I don't think that you... pay politician, you don't have the right to do anything with my tax dollars to build the Mexican economy.
Oh, they can do whatever they want with your tax dollars. They've got them.
Yeah, well, they've got them, and they can force me to pay them. And
that's right.
And it's just what they just pass whatever they want.
Exactly.
Right.
You can bitch and moan all you want, and it's not going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
They're going to keep spending your money on whatever it is they want to spend it on. And ha ha ha! What are you going to do about it, buddy?
Well, I'm
going to vote for a Republican or a Democrat. Take your pick.
Pay less taxes.
Mexico's Foreign Relations Department called the fence a political answer rather than a viable solution. I agree totally.
Absolutely a political answer.
Totally.
It doesn't matter
unviable.
Where you fall down on this issue, whether you're for immigration, against immigration, whatever it is that you're where you're at, you've got to realize this fence is stupid.
Not only is it stupid, but it's scary. I agree with Vincente Fox when he says when he's comparing it to the Berlin Wall. I mean, you actually outlined a few days ago on the show what this fence was going to be like. This isn't just a fence. It's multiple layers of security.
It really is, yeah.
Like, there's a moat or something like that?
Yeah, they
alligators
dig,
in it?
Well, they're not alligators. just a moat. Just dig a ditch, and then they put some Constantine wire
well,
up.
Well, we need to add another half billion and get some alligators in there.
Great. I don't think alligators survive in the desert. Sort of a Louisiana, Florida thing.
So the fence is going up. There's all kinds of layers to it. It's going to take forever to construct. And really, do you really think it's going to make a difference? Do you? 1-800-259-9231. Because I want to know from somebody out there that just thinks this fence idea is so great and you are behind it 100% and you just think it's fantastic. Please explain.
You know what? Here's what I'd like to hear from. I'd like to hear from somebody who would identify themselves as a small government person. You know, you can be a small government conservative. Say you're. I've never heard of a small government liberal. You could be a small government libertarian.
Yes, and pardon me. All libertarians are small government.
Well, that's really what you're supposed to be. But I would like to hear from a person who's small government, and supports, cracking down on illegal immigration.
Oh, there's plenty of people like
that. Oh, but I want to hear from them.
Okay, 800-259-9231. I think it is ludicrous to believe that this fence is going to do anything to stem the tide of immigration or illegal immigration or whatever you want to call it. Because you have to understand something. The people coming here, the people willing to break the laws and risk possibly being swept up by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department in one of their raids that they've been doing recently, swept up in one of their immigration raids, caught and returned to their country, or possibly imprisoned, punished somehow. The people risking this, not only are they willing to risk being caught by the United States government, but these individuals, really, they want to leave Mexico so badly, and not just Mexico, China as well, other countries, they want to leave their country of origin so badly that they're willing to sign an agreement with the mafia. And why? Well, because
to get here,
they don't want to go through the process, this onerous process of filling out government paperwork, paying thousands of dollars in application fees or whatever fees it is that they charge. There are a number of them. And waiting. I mean, there's years you have to wait in order to go through this process, mm-hmm. presuming they even want to bother processing your application. So they want to come here now, and because they want this, they're willing to do what it takes. And what it takes is to pay a coyote, the mafia, a gang of criminal thugs, pay them thousands of dollars, and in many cases sign an agreement that says, I will work for you, doing whatever it is you want me to, whether it be muling drugs across right. the border or muling drugs from place to place or working just regular jobs, whatever, as an indentured servant.
Indentured servitude.
I will work for next to nothing for you because I want to come to the United States so badly. You think that this fence is going to stop a coyote who's got $17,000 in his pocket from just one immigrant? Let alone 10 at once, or a whole truckload of 20 or 25 of them? You think this is going to stop the mafia? 800-259-9231. That's laughable. Or come on.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic.
If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Cal-Bend Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal-Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal-Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in the live Saturday edition. You can still take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. As you know, everything there is totally free. Live streams, the wiki, archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, BBS, all on the house. Now, if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, well, the best way to do it is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You go to amp.freetalklive.com and sign up. Get involved, because what we're doing is we're asking you for $3 a month. Totally voluntary. Again, we give everything away up front. So it's basically, you like it, pay for it, voluntarily. So you send us the $3 a month, then we'll take that and turn it right back around into advertising for the show. So, for instance, those of you listening in Grand Rapids on our new affiliate there, WTKG, you're listening to the show directly because of the fact that we have amplifiers.
Mm.
Seriously, the money that the money that people are contributing to Free Talk Live went directly towards getting the show on your local radio station.
Equipment costs and so visiting of seminars.
So if you've got friends and family members maybe around the country that you might want to expose to these ideas, to pro-freedom, pro-liberty ideas, the most powerful way to do it is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Plus, you get perks. You get access to classic archives from way, way back. I mean, back in the original days of Free Talk Live. You'll get access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, amplifier-only forum, and more. All of the details there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. So we're still talking about this fence. This boondoggle fence, $1.2 billion is what they're expecting to pay, but you and I both know that they're going to be paying far more than that when all is said and done. And really, what good's it going to do anyway? As I was pointing out, the current situation is immigrants pay money to the mafia to bring them across the border. They're called coyotes. And then they're made slaves, indentured servants, for a certain period of time after that in order to pay off the money that they couldn't pay, for instance. Because, believe it or not all immigrants can afford to pay $17,000 to get themselves across the border. So they work for free, or they work for very low wages, or whatever the deal is. I don't know. I haven't talked to the mafia recently, so I'm not sure what the current rates are. But one thing you can be sure of, if the government is making it more difficult to get people across the border, the mafia, to get them across the border, they get to raise their rates. Oh, I'm sorry, man. You know, it's a little more difficult. There's 700 miles of fence. We've got to drive around and we've got to walk around or whatever. You're going to have to work for as a slave for an extra year. Okay, I'll do it. Sign here.
You know, and the slave labor is, it's valuable. I mean, this can be sold to other organized crime organizations, syndicates, whatever. I mean, essentially, you have a slave.
Yep.
Also, people save their life savings to send somebody across the border because they feel like it's worth it. So, you know, the coyotes charge, I don't know, $10,000? You know, pick a number.
It's several thousand.
Yeah,
for sure.
Several thousand dollars for sure to get somebody across the border. If, I don't know, I mean, I've never done this for a living, but it's just a thought. Maybe I could, how many people do you think you could put in a semi-truck?
Whew, an 18-wheeler, standard size? I would say at least 100, if
I
not
would
more.
Say at least 100.
Let's be conservative.
Yeah, that's very, very conservative, you know. And at that point, if you're talking, you know, $5,000 times 100, that's $500,000. Are you telling me I can't bribe some border guards with $500,000?
Oh, yeah, you sure could.
Mm.
For one trip?
For one trip. So all you got to do is look the other way when I'm bringing my semi-truck through.
Hey, and we're coming back next month, too.
Yeah. Hey, it's like a raise, man. Every time you look away, you get 10 grand.
Now, think about it.
That means that I only have $490,000 left for driving the truck. Now,
what would you do?
That's what your stupid fence is going to do. That's how you're going to stop immigration. Illegal immigration. You can't stop it.
Nope. Just
all
like
you're
going to
do
drugs.
Is all you're going to do is create a police state and waste my money.
Yeah, we haven't even touched on the police state. We haven't even touched on the
police
state.
You may not like Mexican people, but just stop it. I don't care about your racism.
I don't like it. No, it's not that I don't like the Mexicans. It's like I don't mind the immigrants, Mark. It's the illegals. I don't like the illegals.
I'm wondering how many...
Follow the law. This is a nation of laws.
Was it a nation of laws 100 years ago?
When
your grandpappy came across?
That's right. He followed the law.
The law was at the time anybody could come in. So now we've got a bad law. And only bad people follow bad laws, unless you think those trials that we had at Nuremberg were a bad idea, too.
Yeah, you know, it amazes me.
Because it was against the law to harbor Jews in your house.
Mm. Would you follow that law, too?
Yeah.
Because it's the law. Anything that's
disgusting.
The law, you just follow it blindly. You don't question its validity. You don't question the consequences of that law. Because one of the things you're going to come across, if you continue to listen to Free Talk Live, as you continue to listen to the show, is that we like to talk about unintended consequences. Whenever a law is passed, and that law typically involves using force on a group of people, either, you know, business people or immigrants or whatever the law is, there's unintended consequences. You may believe that this law is going to have the effect that you want it to. It's going to stop the drug trade! No. In fact, it's increased the drug trade. The laws against drugs have increased the drug trade because you've made them illegal, which makes them very profitable, which makes them extremely profitable to the tune of an increase of 3,000% over what these drugs should cost. You've made it so violent criminals get into a business which is normally associated with pharmacists, which is normally associated with doctors and people that manufacture things.
Boring people that don't shoot you.
You've asked criminals, the violent criminals, to get into that trade. And they are going to do it. They don't care how many laws you pass. Because they know that the more laws you pass, the more dangerous it is, the more they can charge for the products. And unintended consequences. Not only do you get criminals involved, but the side effects are people die, cops die, innocent family members die because cops are shooting them, or gang fights, people just get hit in the crossfire. There's all kinds of unnecessary deaths that happen as a result of the war on drugs. But boy, oh boy, we want to stop drugs, so let's pass a law. That'll solve the problem. Well, it hasn't solved the problem, has it? And nor are these laws against immigrants going to solve any of your perceived problems with immigrants, which, by the way, are all perceived problems and not actual problems. There's no problem with an individual coming here to make a better life for themselves. There is a problem with welfare. There is a problem with the government forcibly redistributing wealth from one person to another.
Mm.
And that's one of the prime objections that the anti-immigrant people, the immigration controllers, have. Well, they're going to suck off the system.
Well,
stop supporting the system and end welfare.
Don't forget terrorism. The terrorists are going to dress up like they're going to have big sombreros and they're going to sneak across the border eating tacos.
Right, because what's the estimate on the millions of immigrants that sneak across the border?
I don't know. Let's go for 20.
It's several million.
Yeah.
It's several million. Where are all the terrorists? I mean, they're sneaking across now. The fence isn't built yet. They're coming now. Where are they? Where are all the bombings? And this is a whole other issue. And are your laws going to stop terrorists, too? Can you just pass a law and stop people from wanting to blow things up and stop them from being successful at it? No. All of the laws have unintended consequences. In fact, the only law that really does exist is the law of unintended consequences. When you try to use force on people, again, whether they be business people or regular folk or just anybody, when you try to use force on people, the natural human response to force is what, Mark? There are a few different options.
Yeah, well, they either comply with it or they rebel against it.
Or they try to find a way around it.
Well, that's always what the market's
doing. To work under the radar as much as possible. So, at worst, when you use force on somebody, they're going to use force back against you. That's the worst-case scenario. And that just results in more violence and more death and more harm and more destruction. Best-case scenario is, they try to avoid the force. In which case, you find out that your laws are ineffective. Your laws aren't doing what they had originally intended
right.
to do, and they're just costing money.
Effective in the sense that they have an effect, but they're not effective in the sense that they have the effect that you want them to
have. They
don't
have the desired effect.
No, they don't.
In fact, in many cases, they have the opposite of the desired effect, like the war on drugs, where we now have, before the war on drugs, there was no such thing as crack. There was no such thing as meth. These are two drugs that have come about because there's a war on drugs. That's irrefutable, my friend. There's no way to deny that. Because of the cocaine crackdown in the 1980s, crack was developed. Direct causal connection.
Yeah. It wouldn't be there otherwise.
And how many people have died as a result of crack smoking? How many people have had heart attacks because they've smoked crack? Lots of them. Crack is one of the drugs that does contribute to a lot of overdoses and a lot of unexpected deaths.
Well, I imagine it's because it's put together with crappy stuff.
Well, that's a factor as well. But there's a lot of people that die as a result of this war on drugs. So if we started the war on drugs to save lives, that certainly hasn't been the case.
What kind of unintended consequences is there going to be in the war on illegal immigration?
I can only imagine, Mark, and it's really frightening. The consequences that are definite are going to be a police state for you and I.
House-to-house searches.
Ooh, boy. Well, hey, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we will join you again Monday night online. In the meantime, join the fun at freetalklive.com. Have a great and a safe weekend.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.